Pouch. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program Beyond Winning, where we discuss the many aspects of high school basketball from the perspective of coaches and individuals that have dedicated most of their lives to the game. Here we want to provide insight into the strategies, intent, and the impact of coaches as it relates to the development of young men and women who pursue the game. We will discuss the history and highlights, the successes and instances where success escaped them. We want to get at the soul of coaching. We want to get beyond the X's and beyond the O's and beyond winning. If you'd like to catch up with us at Beyond Winning, please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at BW_SOC. Today, we are live streaming parts of the program on Instagram. You also can email us at bwsoulofcoaching@gmail.com. Today, we are fortunate to have the leaders of the Forest City Heat, one of the state's top AAU programs, head coach and president Larry Ross and vice president Derek Smith are with us today. Coach Ross and vice president Derek Smith, it's a good afternoon, and thank you so much for being here today on Beyond Winning.
Thank you, Phil Halang, for having us here.
Also, yeah, we're glad to be here today with you guys.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you guys being here. So, coaches, like I was talking earlier, in the experience that I've had with the program, really, I guess, competing, you know, with Forest City Heat, against Forest City Heat, and also, you know, some of your players kind of combined together over the years, because our son's about the same age. And so I just noticed that Forest City Heat, really, year in and year out, was one of those top programs. And I just want you to, you know, maybe just talk a little bit about how you got the program together. How it's structured, you know, is it boys participating as well as girls participating? And just give us a little insight on that.
Pretty much we started the Forest City Heat program back in 1998. Me and another guy, Howard Hamilton, our kids played the first year of AAU ball in Hickory, North Carolina. And we traveled back and forth to Hickory for a year. And, you know, looked at how everything was laid out and, you know, decided we want to start our own program in Forest City. And first year in existence, we started with four teams. Then it expanded, you know, year after year, we just start expanding to a couple teams a year. And right now we're at about 14, 15 teams with the program. And, you know, so we pride ourselves in, you know, turning, teaching young kids to become good young adults, and then not only we do basketball, we, you know, prepare the kids for life, you know, outside of basketball when it's all said and done. 85% of our kids since 1998, 85% of our kids have gotten basketball scholarships. The ones didn't went on to college, didn't want to pursue basketball, but we do a good job of, you know, just keeping our hands on them, keeping their hands, you know, hands in their life through middle school, high school, even when they get to college. You know, we got kids currently that's playing college ball as we speak, and got a few kids overseas. Got a kid, Ishmael Smith. Ishmael was out of Concord, North Carolina, and Ishmael came to us about 8th grade, and he played with us for about 3 years, and he went on to Wake Forest, and then been with several NBA programs, and you know,
currently with Detroit
right
okay.
now.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know Ish was one of your guys. Ish is a fine young man.
Fine young man, and you know, great parents, and if we kids from out of town like that, we have kids as far as way Virginia, Raleigh, Durham, Atlanta, that have came to our program at the center, out on the circuit over the years, like what we was doing with the kids, and, you know, came on to join our program. But just several young men that had molded into, you know, fine young men as we speak.
Derek, do you want to add anything?
Just want to say that I wasn't with Larry the first year when he and Howard actually started the HEAT program, but I came in 2 years later and had a daughter that was playing high school ball, and she got involved in the HEAT program, and one thing sort of led to another, and it's been one of the most enjoyable times of my life. I never thought that I would be involved in something of this magnitude, but I'm appreciative of all the things, all the places, all the great things that I feel like we have had a chance to teach the young men and women who've come through the program. So Coach Ross is a phenomenal person when it comes to basketball. I just don't know how to absorb some of the things that I see and have seen him do. So the HEAT program is extremely fortunate to have him involved.
Yeah, going up against him, I would agree with you. I agree 100%. Talk to us a little bit about, tell us first of all, Forest City is, I guess, over in Rutherford County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is probably it's about 50 minutes maybe from Charlotte?
Yeah, we're about an hour from Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Charlotte, North Carolina, like this. Forest City is a small town, but you know, like I say, everybody, the mayor, the town manager, just all the businesses in Forest City supports Forest City Heat.
Mm-hmm.
The high schools, the middle schools, we pretty much we able to use them facilities for no charge. The town, city itself is just financially helps us out, you know, whatever, you know, finances we need to get these kids out here across the state, you know, across the country, you know. We got 100% support from the town of Forest City.
Yeah. Larry, how did you get into coaching? Tell us a little bit just about your background as a player. And then
pretty much graduated from East Rutherford High School. Played at East Rutherford, went to Isotherma for a couple of years, and got opportunity to extend that to Belmont Abbey while I was down there, you know, for 1 year. Didn't finish up there, but growed up in the gym. Had a guy that believed in me. My dad died at a young age. Like I said, the community, you know, picked me up, embraced me and bought me in. The guy that was running the rec center at that point in time just, treated me like one of his own. And actually, you know, he coached me and, just was like a father figure to me. And like I said, growing up in the gym, when I got to age, to get a job, whatever, you know, through summer programs, as I got to be an adult through the summer, I was there. I always worked at the gym. You know, I was always in the gym and just, just volunteering and, loved the game and, just got into coaching at a young age and that's about it.
I got you. Derek, you mentioned that your daughter was involved with the program, but, you know, was it you were just looking to get involved, or was it what you saw Larry developing, and how did he pull you in? Because where the Heat go, you go. I mean, you're full-time with the Heat.
That's true, full-time with the Heat. With my daughter being involved in high school basketball, and I was around, I was just sort of looking for some way that I may be able to help. So pretty much my contribution to the organization is logistical and try to help see that each of the kids that are there has what they need. And whenever we travel, try to see that they stay quality places and pretty much just try to be there with Larry. He has 100 things a day going on, and I just try to absorb maybe 60 of them and take that away from him. This is something that, honest and truly, I never thought that I would be a part of, and just sort of gravitated to it again, like I said, with my daughter being involved. And here I am 18 years later and thinking about all the, again, places that we've gone, the children's lives we've touched, all the many, many miles that we've had on the highway with the kids who have come from long distances to be with us. Sometimes people are in awe when they find out that we've had kids that are from Virginia, Durham, Atlanta, and who've actually come and sought out the HEAT program.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thankful, and we're thankful to be one of the major players in youth basketball. And again, a lot of that is comes from the contribution that Coach Ross has made to this program, and that has dedicated his life to this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Coach, tell me, you form this program and you go into season year in and year out, but what is it that you're trying to, you know, as a coach, you know, what is it that you're trying to instill in these young players?
Pretty much just trying to, a lot of these kids come from broken homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the father's not been in their life for years, most of our kids. And we just try to embrace them and be a father figure for them, teach them the right way. You know, they got to be good students as well to be part of our program. And if they do what they're supposed to in school, like I said, we try to, you know, just be the father figure to most of these kids, and you know, see that they're doing the right thing in school, and that leads to, you know, if they're doing the right things in school, that's in basketball, it's just something that keeps them in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Got to give them something to bring them into you, but just try to make them, you know, make them a better person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make sure they're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Derek, you want to?
You know, being from a small town, the Forest City HEAT program is pretty much kind of a status thing. The kids who are in the program and people throughout the community recognize the fact that, hey, this particular kid comes out of that HEAT program.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting there and you're watching two teams on the floor, you can clearly see the HEAT kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
They have been taught how to play the game. They play the game in a different way. But one of the other things that we teach kids is not only how to win, and we're going to win a lot, but we teach you how to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Because life is not going to let you win all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you must understand that. Listen, all of us are not going to Duke in the Carolina. And, you know, some of the kids, if they were sitting here, they say, oh, God, here goes Coach. I tell them, it doesn't matter if you're going to Bullfrog University. Our goal is to keep these kids on the straight and narrow, to try to get them up and get them into somebody's school. A large number of them have gone on to play basketball. A large number of them have just gone on to college.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been appreciative of the fact that, Coach, I was able to go to college, or I was able to go to school, or be a better young man or a better young woman, because I was in the HEAT program.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had kids that come back and say, hey, I just want my son and daughter to know, you know, and hopefully they can be involved in a program like this.
I got you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep this thread going. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of the break, again, talk about, you know, the HEAT is community, like you say, the support that you get. Mm-hmm. And then I want to get into a little bit about, you know, this coaching style here, some things that I've seen that I might want to ask him about.
Yeah.
This is Beyond Winning with Richard Lancaster. I'm here with Coach Larry Ross and his vice president, Derek Smith, of the Forest City HEAT. And we'll be back on the other side of the break. Beyond the X's, beyond the O's, beyond winning. Beyond winning. It's the soul of coaching. Beyond winning. Beyond the X's, beyond the O's. Beyond winning. Beyond the X's, beyond winning. Beyond the coaching. Hello, everyone. This is Beyond Winning, where we get at the soul of the game, the soul of coaching. And today we're fortunate enough to have two representatives of one of North Carolina's top AAU programs, the Four City Heat. We have head coach and president Larry Ross, and we have his vice president, Derek Smith. And they were telling us a little bit about their program just how they try to approach it in the development of young men and women that come through the game. Coach, I'm gonna kind of paint this picture, okay, based on what I saw, okay. I've seen you play in Raleigh, you know, in Charlotte at the tournaments. I've seen you, play Louisville and Myrtle Beach, and seen you down at the ESPN Milk House National Showcase down in Orlando, Florida. And I don't think that I've ever seen the Forest City Heat without what seemed to be the whole city of Forest City with y'all. Right. And I know that, you know, you only have so many players on the team, mm-hmm. 10, 15, that's all. So, you know, but you got more than 15 parents or 30 parents in the stands from that end. That, like you said, like you were saying earlier, you are a community supported team. Mm-hmm. Speak a little bit on that.
Well, you know, pretty much, like I say, everywhere we go, we have to take an entourage. You got a lot of adults, fans of the Forest City Heat in town that doesn't have kids that play, that just embrace the kids on the Heat teams, and that they just love to travel to wherever we go on, whether it's Virginia, Tennessee, or Kentucky. They wants to make that trip, just to support the kids. They like, you know, they take them in like their own, and mm-hmm. Pretty much you have some kids that can't afford to, travel like that. Parents can't afford to travel like that, and we all just get together as a group to raise money to make sure that, most of the fans you see is somebody that helps out with the tournaments and stuff like that. Just make sure we got enough money for everybody to travel, stay in the hotels, and we just love traveling as a group. Everybody in the town loves the team, loves the Forest City Heat, and wants to be a part of the Heat doing in some capacity. Mm-hmm.
Derek, your thoughts on that? You probably organize and make sure that everybody knows, what the schedule is and where to be and when to be, that kind of thing.
Well, sometimes, we do that collectively. There's been some times when I'll say, like with Coach Ross, he'll give me a list and say, I want to go here, 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 and here. Well, sometimes when we get ready to go, he knows where he's going. He may not know what hotel he's staying in, but the one thing that he knows is once he gives it to me, he's not going to be staying in a mom and pop inn. And that's another thing. We try to let you know as a parent that if your child plays with us, your child travels with us, we're going to put them in a place that that was within our budget, but at the same time, that you're going to be okay. And I've told a lot of the parents that one thing I want you to know is that when your child is traveling with us, he's playing with us, or she is playing with us, I want you to get to the point that if you can't go, and we encourage all parents to go with us, mm-hmm. everywhere we go, we want you to go.
Yeah.
Because we want you to see what it is your child is experiencing, and we want you to experience this with your child. But we want you to get to the point where when you can't go, and you just don't have that time to go, or something comes up, I want you to be able to, when you lay down in the bed at night, and I want you to reach over and turn that light off and say to yourself, my child is all right, because mm-hmm. they're going to take care of it.
Yeah.
And that means a lot as a parent.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we're asking a lot from you to take your child to all those places like Coach Ross just told you. And we go, other than my daughter being involved, very little I've never really had a child in the organization. I now have a grandson that's in there, and you know, he's experiencing what I've always wanted a child of mine to experience. My kids have all grown up in it. They just always knew Daddy was going somewhere every week because they saw the bag hanging on the door. And when they saw that, they knew he's going somewhere.
Yeah.
So that's basically how it is.
And I would imagine with that level of interest in the program that I think, you know, you got parents out there keeping an eye on all these young people saying, now, wait a minute, you're a Forest City Heat. You're not supposed to be doing that, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, how come you didn't listen to Coach Ross? Or how come you didn't listen to Mr. Smith? I mean, you know, I imagine that kind of thing goes on, too.
It does. You know, basically, you know, the kids that's in the Forest City Heat program know they got to do things the right way. Not only respect for the coaches, respect for everyone. When we go in these gyms, they know to sit down and treat these facilities like they're at home. We're not going to get up and run around the gym. And like I say, they know how to act, and they know what we expect of them. So, you know, we don't have a big problem with our kids, you know, just cutting up at the gym. They know to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those kind of things I think are important. It's not only you know, playing the game.
Right.
It's like you say, it's how you go to the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you conduct yourself when you're waiting to play, how you prepare. And then, like you say, I mean, not all the time are you going to go undefeated. There are going to be times when you come up short.
Right.
And you got to know how to handle yourself that way, too.
Right.
Yeah. That means a lot.
Yeah. Tell me, talk a little bit about. I wanna introduce this. I'm throwing you a little bit of a curveball here. I'm gonna take you back to 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The East Rutherfordton High School.
East Rutherford.
Okay. High school basketball team. 2011. Y'all ultimately win the state championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think almost every person on that team was from Forest City Heat. I know, you know, but I'm thinking of the Boykin boys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Rock was on that team as well.
The Rock, you know, talk to me about that.
The 2011 team was, had an awesome year. Like I said, all these kids have came through the Heat program. They won at a young age. I mean, them kids was winning state championships, national championships at third, fourth, fifth grade, leading all the way up to high school. Basically, that was just a group that was well-groomed, that had been came through the Forest City Heat program. Basically, went over to East Rutherford, and I think we should have won four in a row, actually. But that just an awesome group. We had a couple of kids that leave, you know, before their senior year up. Speaking of one was Rock. Rock left his senior year, probably cost us a state championship.
Mm-hmm.
By him leaving, they went to the regional finals. And also we lost Rob Gray. And if that name stands out to you, you know, Rob played with Houston the last 2 years, University of Houston led that conference in scoring. He's currently, right now, on Houston Rockets Rockets roster. But he ended up leaving, and, you know, both of them stays. We probably went at 2011, 12, 13, and 14. Super group that, like I say, came through the Forest City Heat program, won several state championships as well as national championships. Just a good group of kids.
Mm-hmm. And you also had, your girls were pretty strong during that time period.
Yeah.
You had the girls team, right?
Yeah. The girls has been strong. I've been there with the girls since 2003. Just played in a state championship, several regional championships to go to the state. Several good players, Brittany Boyce, which is a kid, I want to talk about her for a minute, is a kid that I took in at a young age. raised her through grade school, middle school, and high school. She was four times MVP at East Rutherford High School, and just was a daughter figure to me, lived with me. Her and my son was best friends. One of the best players that ever come through the school. And then we had several great athletes, but Rachel Camp, another four-year MVP that got a scholarship to Virginia Tech, and she's in her last year at Virginia Tech right now.
Okay.
Got rookie of the year in the ACC freshman year, but just had an outstanding high school and college career, and like I say, look forward to finish up really strong this year.
As a coach, tell me how, you know, your approach, you know, with coaching the boys and then also coaching the girls. I mean, similar, different, you know?
It's similar because I expect the same thing out of the girls that the boys. Don't coach them no different. I speak to them in the same language. They respect me. I respect them. And, we pride ourselves on discipline. And we don't have as much talent year in, year out, AAU, early with the high school. But we always beat teams that just better than us sometimes just because of the way we play, discipline.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I imagine that. Really, with your role in the community, there's a lot of trust there.
Yeah, definitely. All the parents, I've never had a parent to come to me after a game and want to talk to me about their kids playing time. He not playing enough, or she not playing enough. They know I'm gonna do the right thing with their kid. Just for instance, I mean, Rock, Trey, my two sons come through the Heat program. Trey never started on a Heat team.
Mm-hmm.
He never started on a Heat team. And, you know, being a coach's son, you probably expect he's going to play his son. He's going to put my son second. And, didn't raise him like that. You know, they get what they earn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got – if he's as good as your son, he's going to play. If he's not, he's going to come off the bench behind your son. And all the parents know that. They know I don't sugarcoat it for no kid. And a lot of trust there that they know I'm going to do the right thing with the kid.
Mm-hmm. Derek, I mean, your thoughts. I mean, I know you're not coaching, but, you know, Larry has to rub off.
Let's go back. I've sat beside him all of these years that I've been in the program.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually do help the coach.
Okay.
I'm an assistant coach. A lot of this comes down to you have to know your role. Some people don't accept their role. Some guys want to be out front and they want that light to shine on them. Okay. But I know my role. He's taking his time to teach me. Basketball was never really a thing with me. I played some baseball. Played a little football, but basketball was never my world. But now that I spent this time with him, he's taking the time to teach me the game. He's taking his time to teach me coaching aspects of the game. You know, we've been in hotels and we wake up in the middle of the night and I say, why did you do what you did today? He can see what I can't see, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he's never acted like he didn't want to share with me. So, and again, from a person, when you hear a kid walk up to you and say, hey, Coach Derek, so that's a great feeling. It's a great thing to hear. And the respect, he doesn't have to command this respect, okay? The kids know.
Yeah.
The parents know. Larry Ross can put your kid on another level.
Right.
But your kid has to be ready to go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
If he's ready to go, he can take him.
Yeah.
But if he's not, don't waste his time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Because
then I'm going to have to talk to you and say maybe you want to take it. Maybe you want to see you take your child somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. I got you. so many things that you said brought so many questions to mind. Both of you are fathers. We're all fathers, mm-hmm. okay? A lot of times we, you know, our children are what get us into coaching.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me how, you know, what it means to you, you know, this thing of coaching and being a father. Tell me what that...
Well, you know, always, I'm a family man everywhere I go. You know, my wife goes, everything I do, you know, for as basketball, when my kids got into it, pretty much I wanted to be the coach. I wanted, because I know I could teach him everything about the game that need to be taught, and at the same time, make him understand that, you know, I'm your dad, but I'm your coach first. And I'm not going to give you nothing. Everything that you get from us is going to be because you're going to put in the time.
Mm-hmm.
But just a joy to be able to coach your kid, because you go to so many games and you sit there in the stands. And when I go, you see a lot of kids just running around the gym. My kids had to sit there and watch and learn, and they learned a lot from just sitting there watching the game and then me being able to tell them why they did that, why he shouldn't have done that. But this has been a great experience coaching Trey and Rock, and at the same time, you know, making them earn everything they get and not giving them anything, not making your son be second fiddle to my son because – you know, I want them to understand what it would like to have to earn it. Because, say, if I didn't coach him in high school,
mm-hmm.
and basically that coach is coaching you, and I've gave it to you your whole career, started you in front of this kid, and then you get to high school, then they wanted my daddy. You know, I was better than him. Now you were never better than him, son. He was better than you, but your daddy gave it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know.
Wasn't being honest with him.
I wasn't being honest with him.
Yeah.
Wanted to be honest with him.
Yeah. Derek? Just that you know, being a father and a coach.
Well,
just
being a father, you attach yourself to, like Larry said earlier, you become a father figure to some of these kids. And we were talking about it coming down the highway. The things that you have to do to build these teams, make these teams competitive. You know that there are some kids whose mom and dad don't have the means, don't have the transportation, but you might have this particular kid that is 40 miles away.
Hmm.
Every time you practice, you gotta go get this kid. You gotta take him home. I've seen Larry and his wife Gigi take kids and let them, you know, share their home with them. My wife has never complained about me bringing kids home. If I walk in the house with one, if I walk in the house with four,
put another plate on.
It's all it is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you just want to do the best that you can. And being a father attaches you, makes you become attached to a lot of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And so it hasn't been all good.
Yeah,
but 95% of it has been.
Yeah,
yeah. Ask that other 5%, and
what's like you saying that, you know, you can't go undefeated every season.
You're not going to go undefeated.
Yeah,
you know, that's and really right. With us, a lot of times when we lose. And this is not being arrogant or anything, but a lot of times when we lose, it's usually in a championship game or
mm-hmm.
a semifinal game.
Yeah.
We have fought to get there.
Yeah.
And usually when we lose, it's in a meaningful game.
Mm-hmm.
If you get knocked out in the first round or something, sure, it might be hurt. But when you scrap and you get to the finals, and you get to the quarterfinal of the national championship, or you get to the finals in the state championship, and you have fought hard and you come up just short, it hurts.
Yeah.
You know, it hurts when you've gone 32-1. Have one hurts.
Uh-huh. That's the one you
know.
Yeah,
that's the one. Yeah. So that's the thing.
We're gonna stop for a minute and take another break. When we get on the other side of the break, I usually ask this question of coaches and get you to think about it. Nike has a saying to say stay on offense.
Right.
But I want you to respond to the question, or how do you feel about defense is offense? Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a break and then I'm going to let you respond to that. This is Beyond Winning we're here with Coach Larry Ross and VP and Coach Derek Smith from the Forest City Heat. I'm Richard Lancaster, and we'll see you on the other side of the break. Beyond the X's, beyond the O's, beyond winning. Welcome back, everybody. This is Beyond Winning with Richard Lancaster, and I'm here with Coach Larry Ross and Coach Vice President Derek Smith of the Forest City Heat. And right before we went to the break, I had them to consider the question that I asked most of the coaches, and I get the coaches and some players that I've had on to respond to this thought in this question. But I want to get back to one thing that we were talking about while we were on the break, and you mentioned the circumstance you had, you were in the gym and you had, I guess, some coaches maybe from colleges coming through, and got a little technical. You had some coaches coming through, and they, independently went up to each kid and asked them about the Forest City seat. Forest City Heat. What does that, what does the Forest City Heat stand for?
Each of our kids, when we come in, we instill in them, tell them from day one, we play for championships. So basically, every tournament we go to, like Derek was speaking before, we're going to be in the semifinal game, or we're going to be in the championship game when we lose out. But our slogan is that we play for championships. Guy come in from the newspaper, and he wanted to interview the Forest City Heat, and he was asking me what do the Forest City Heat stand for? I told him, go ask a couple of them players out there playing, what does Forest City Heat stand for? And he come back to me, said they play for championships. Every last one of them gave me the same answer, that we expect to win week in, week out, and basically that's what we try to instill in.
Mm-hmm.
We want to win. When we lose, it's very disappointing, but it's no big deal. At the end of the day, next week we're going to go back out, and it's basically going to be the same thing we expect. We've won numerous state championships. We won numerous national championships. And they go on to become high school players, and we won state championships. But just expectation of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Try to instill that confidence in them.
Yeah, it's about instilling the confidence, letting them know that it takes hard work.
Hard work.
I mean, it's not
it. It's
going
to be given to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you talk about, earning it, that kind of thing.
Cool. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one thing that all of them have to know. You have to earn this. And again, as Coach Ross told you, in speaking to the kids, they know that in this program, we play for championships. That's a motto. I think about a gentleman who came to Forest City, an older gentleman, and he walked up to me one day, and he said, Coach, can I ask you a question? And I said, yes, sir. And, you know, I thought he was going to ask about something in regards to the schedule or something. He said, how does it feel to walk in the gym and know you're going to win? And I laughed. I said, oh, no, no, no. He said, come on, coach. He said, listen, I'm telling you, when you guys walk in the gym, you know you're going to win. When we walk in there, we hope we win. He said, I just saw my coach standing in front of the schedule, and he looked up there, and he said, man, no, no. I told him we didn't want to be in the pool with the heat. He said, and he turned to our kids and said, okay, guys, we can finish second. I'm going to tell you right now, in this tournament, we can finish second. But that makes you feel good.
Uh-huh.
We walk in the gym, and you can see people touch each other like, here they come, y'all. But we want to be the team to beat.
Yeah.
Every time we walk in the gym, we want to be the team to beat.
I'm going to tell you a story. You know, my son and I coached with the Stars. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, we would share players, that kind of thing. But mm-hmm. we would always, you know, play against each other, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, over the years. Sure. I think, and I participated in a couple games. It was one game that our team was playing one of Larry's teams. I don't know, 12, 13 years old.
It was good.
Yeah, and we were playing over Shelby High. And we, you know, we're up most of the game. I say, you know, late into the second half. But lo and behold, Larry calls a timeout. He pulls them together. He tells them whatever. Whole game changed. They get up. But the thing that I remember most about the game, Larry did this circling motion like this.
We still do.
Yes, yeah, yeah. See, you know what y'all know what I'm talking about. What is talk about that? What's that? Because when you did that, I heard the whole place erupt. Yeah. Everybody in the gym knew what that meant.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Once you know we get a lead, we pride ourselves in, like I said, discipline. It's a motion offense that them kids, that group of kids, ran it like a machine, ran it like no other team that ever had. But once we get that lead, the fourth quarter, and we get in motion, then we'll start backdooring you to run that Princeton-type offense. Mm-hmm. And that's what we practice every day for an hour. I mean, we pride ourselves in that because that's the closure. Once we get in that, we take the lead. We get in that, basically the game's over.
I got you. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. I hate to say it, but yeah, it was.
Still run it today.
Yeah.
At my high school, we run the same system in our AAU program that we do in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same system. Yeah. And great system. And like I say, we beat a lot of teams over the years that probably was better than us. But we beat them because the way we play.
Yeah. Clearly, you guys developed the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you had some talented kids, no doubt, okay? Mm-hmm. But you wasn't always the biggest.
Right.
Wasn't always the fastest.
Right.
But, you know.
Found a way to win.
Yeah, you found a way to win. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the concept, defense is offense.
Well, defense, with us, we do a lot of pressing and – we want to run. We're going to push it up the floor. We're going to take the first available shot. It's about let every kid on the floor have the confidence that he can take that shot instead of, you know, we ain't going to feed this guy over here, LJ Peak. LJ was probably one of the best players across the country in the state. And what people don't realize, LJ probably averages about 11 points a game with the Forest City Heat, but he caught everybody's eye with the flashy dunks and stuff like that. But we just believe in team, not I. We did it, as a whole collectively, playing 8, 9, 10 players, and each one of them 8, 9, 10 feeling that they – out of man.
Mm-hmm.
Basically turning defense into offense, getting a lot of steals out of traps, pushing up the floor. We want to get up 40 threes a game. We want to shoot the ball. And basically turning, like I say, getting steals, pressing, trapping, pushing up the floor, getting that 40. If we get up 40, 50, and we hit 25, we're going to win every game. Mm-hmm. Threes. But that's basically what it's all about. Mm-hmm.
Derek, from your
Just like Coach Ross just said, and one of the other things that we have had and we have in the Heat organization is we have some coaches that know the game.
Right.
You know, that means a lot. You know, we don't just have somebody who kind of likes basketball. We got coaches who have played the game and know the game. So as he said, on our teams, you know, sometimes on teams you hear players say, well, they don't want me to shoot. They won't let me shoot. Green light is the color of the light mm-hmm. on the Heat team. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, we don't want you jagging up anything, but shoot the ball. Okay? And defensively, I don't care if you don't score but 2 points a game. Okay? Because if Jordan comes in and he drops 21, you better drop 22. You better not let him get that extra one to beat you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the kids on the team take pride in that. Mm-hmm. Coach, I don't have to score. But we had a kid that played with us from Gaffney, South Carolina. His name was Shadow. We would tell Shadow, 22, that's your man. Mm-hmm. He would walk out on the court, and he had a deep voice back in his day. And he would say, he would walk up and get in your face. Coach say, you mine. you go to the bathroom, I'm going with you. Okay? Uh-huh. And that's the way he played.
Yeah.
Yeah. With him, he wasn't going out there trying to score 20 points. Mm-hmm. Defensively, he knew his job. And that's the key. Mm-hmm. You know? But again, you know, again with Coach Ross, whatever he has, and he's told you earlier in the interview here, we haven't always had the best teams, but the Heat system works. Mm-hmm. He makes it work.
Yeah.
And if you buy into the Heat system, I don't care what we down. We were down, like you said, and I've seen us be down 14, 15 points. The Heat system works. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Coaches, tell me a little bit about what would you tell the young coach coming into the game today? I mean, what do you tell the young coaches that are coming in to your program?
To come in and be patient. First of all, you got to be patient because the skill level for every player is not the same. So young coaches usually come in, they got high expectation. But as a new coach, I mean, you just got to be patient. And I can say stuff to Rock that I can't say to another kid because it could kill his confidence. Mm-hmm. Just be patient and, you know, work with each kid on, you know.
Work on their program. They did.
Right.
Yeah. Coach Smith?
You know, some of these.
I caught you in some deep thought there, huh?
I was just thinking, you know, some of these more basketball-oriented, detailed questions. you need to stick with the man.
Hey, well, that's honest.
The man who made and built this program, okay? I mean, he's the guy that makes it work. Mm-hmm. He's the man that makes it go.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we all know that.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know it.
Okay.
The kids can't wait to play for Larry.
Yeah.
Okay? They may have other coaches and they're learning, but it's kind of like you see their eyes light up. Confidence level goes to another level when they say, man, they say Larry gonna coach us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So they say it with pride, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's coming.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and like I say, for the young guy, just be patient and, you know, always pay attention to the veteran guys that's been around and watch how they do things, and pretty much just try to take that in. And you can't come in and just be a drill sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
Just be patient, listen to your veteran coaches, and you're going to be all right.
I got you. Coach, we're going to take another break, and then we're gonna wind the program up. We're going to get to what I call the off-the-wall question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll talk a little bit about that during the break, and then let you come on the other side of the break, maybe give some closing thoughts, and then tell us and give us a response to the off-the-wall question. This is Beyond Winning. I'm here with Coach Larry Ross and his Vice President, Derek Smith, and we'll get you on the other side of the break. Beyond the X's, beyond the owners, beyond winning. Welcome back to Beyond Winning. We're here with head coach Larry Ross and his vice president Derek Smith of the Forest City Heat. And we've been having a pretty good discussion about their coaching philosophy, the Forest City Heat, and just that community of basketball that they've developed up there. So coaches, we like to get to this part of the program. But we have what we call just the off-the-wall question. Usually I try to, you know, get something that might be in the, you know, popular culture. I'm just going to throw this one on out. The Black Panther or Lion King?
The Lion King.
So tell me, expand on that a little bit.
Why okay, that? In the movie, the Lion King tells his cub that the ruler rises and falls like the sun. Okay, meaning one day you will have to become a king. I know one day I will have to fold in one of my well-trained cubs. We have to take over.
Keep that community going.
Right, got to tell you, if somebody been doing it so long, and you know we got a couple guys in the program, young guys, that former players for the Forest City Heat, had one guy come in this year and coached a second grade team, so his kid's gonna be in it for a long time. And got another guy that's been with me, I guess about 7-8 years, that assists me on about 3 teams that I coach, that I'm very comfortable with him. He have learned, and I sometimes sit there and watch him coach. Mm-hmm. So I know he's learned, and he a lot from me over the 7-8 years he's been here, because some of the stuff he's doing on certain plays, he make the call that I would have made.
Mm-hmm.
Been a good student, learning, and somebody that be comfortable leading this next generation of kids coming up. His name's Quentin Jackson. Whatever I ask of him, he does. Whether it's coaching 2 teams or 3 teams, got a bright young mind that, like I say, he's been a good student, learned from me, and I see a lot of him in me, and just got so much confidence that he'd be one that, you know, that when I can't do it from a coaching standpoint, that I'll be very comfortable with him,
mm-hmm.
you know, coaching and maybe I'm going to be around and help run it, but at some point in time...
He can kind of take over.
So, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you had mentioned earlier just about what Forest City Heat means in that community and the support that you get, really, from the leadership of that community. I mean, I would think that in a lot of ways that the leadership of that community, when I say leadership, city manager, you know, mayor, that kind of thing, you know, they come to you and they say, you know, Larry... You know, we're glad you're here, and we might have something, you know, a little difficulty that we're having, and can you talk to this young man or can you talk to this young woman and put them on the right track?
Yeah, definitely. All the kids that come through, you know, we had like 85% of kids went to college. And right now, you look at the other 15% that's out on the street right now, selling drugs, been to jail. Police picking them up, handcuffing them, and they fighting the police. And if I walk up and nobody can do nothing with that young man, and he just all out of control, and I could call his name, like Trinell, let it go, get in the car and go with him, let it go, he'll get in the car and go with him because they respect us. And I see him all the time in the barber shop, and, you know, yes, sir, no, sir, but you see him out in the community cutting up. And you go sometimes, you see they got one of the younger guys out here doing stuff that he shouldn't be doing. So I go to them and say, look, let this kid go. Mm-hmm. You know, this is one, let him go.
Yeah.
And, you know, they cut the kid out, you know, try to put him on the right path or whatever, you know. It's left like that. Just parents having trouble with kids. They call you. You need to come and talk to them. Or you need to go to school and talk to them or whatever. Just, you know, we're one big family. And even though they're going down the right, wrong path right now, that all it takes is a word. Let it go. Talk to them. And basically, you know,
yeah,
everything's all right.
Yeah. Coach, man.
You know, one of the things that I'm going to say that we pride ourselves in the Heat organization is something that Coach Ross just said. We're family. And we operate this program in a family-type atmosphere. I currently have a young man in the state of South Carolina. I promised his mom a couple of years ago that I was going to be there with him, help her with him. And sure, there's been a lot of time and effort and money spent, but you see the rewards, okay? And I think about over the years when some of the kids would come in to practice and or some of the parents come in and they'll say, Coach, I just want you to read this letter that I got from my son's teacher. And she talks about how when he started playing in this organization, how he turned it around. And sure, all of us in school fear, we don't want you to call our mom and dad. Well, you know, you got some kids. If that teacher says, I tell you what, nah, I'm getting called Derry or Larry. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. They don't want you to do that.
Yeah.
They would rather do right,
yep,
than for that to happen. And that's a great thing. And that comes from family.
Yeah.
And that's what we are.
Yeah.
You know, we're a small organization and we're in a small town. We're not in a big market. And a lot of people wonder and question, how do you guys continue to have the success that you had? We're family. And that's what it is. And a lot of these kids are looking for that in the world. They want to be a part of something. And once they come, they become a part of it, they want to remain a part of it, okay? Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I've been really wanting to do this program for a long time, and it was everything that I expected observing your program. One, you know, I'm proud to know that there are men out there like you and that you really have taken something and really turned it into something that I think is really meaningful. It's something that's needed. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's really what I was hoping to, you know, what we hope to get at on this program, mm-hmm, is because it's, you know, while you play for championships, mm-hmm, no doubt, winning, mm-hmm, is, you know, coaches want to win, mm-hmm, you know, no doubt, but it's more than that.
Right.
You know, it's more than that. And, mm-hmm, and you know, for you gentlemen to be in your community and to developing the young men, and that they're reaching worldwide. I mean, you come from a small community,
mm-hmm,
but you got kids all over the world,
right?
You know, and they represent you well,
right?
They represent you well.
Yeah, I was laughing though when you just said about the small community, and this is not anything that I just made up. I remember when we would go to larger towns and larger cities to play, and people would say, "You know, where y'all from? How can you be y'all from Charlotte?" And I can remember I used to have a map, and I used to take the map out. I say, "You see that little dot right there? That's where we're from."
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Because everybody want when you said North Carolina, everybody wanted to put us in Charlotte.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Because that basically is what they associated with the talent that we had, the teams that we had, and the great way the teams played, and so you know, I had to show. No, we're from Forest City.
Forest City.
Yeah, yeah. Forest City.
I hear you. Well, Coach Ross, VP Coach Smith, so glad that you know came this afternoon. So glad that you took the time. Hopefully, maybe we can get you back sometime and some follow up on this. But really appreciate you being here.
Well, we really appreciate being here. Glad we got the invite.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Beyond Winning, and I've been here with Coach Ross and Coach Smith from the Fort City Heat program, and we're glad that you were able to spend a little time with us this afternoon. If you get a chance, hit us up on Twitter or Instagram, and if you want to give us some feedback, you can give us some feedback at the email bwsoulofcoaching. At gmail.com. And as I usually sign off on the program, I always like to say, please stay aware, stay with it, and also stay on it. This has been Beyond Winning. Beyond ecstasy, beyond the owners, beyond winning. Coaching.